Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in once again to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We've got the Justice family up, and they're going to be singing He's the Melody Maker. Hope it's a blessing to you as you listen to this song. This is off of their 50th anniversary CD. Hope it's a blessing. Amen. That's the Justice family. Praise God. We appreciate them. What a blessing. Amen. This is going to be part number 3 of the message on Jeremiah chapter number 10.
Look at verse number 3. For the customs of the people are vain, for one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workman with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold and fasten it with nails and hammers that it move not. They are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. They must needs be born because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither also is it in them to do good, for as much as there is none like unto thee. O Lord, thou art great, and thy name is great in might. Who created God? God had no creator. He's always been. He's always going to be. Amen. Why? Because He is God and there's none like Him. Now on the subject, you just read it there in the text, right? Y'all looked at it with me. In Jeremiah chapter number 10, they went to the forest and took an axe and cut down a tree and, right? And man developed this idol. How in the world could anybody worship something that man has developed? We're doing it every day. People in all other cultures of the world are worshiping things other than the true Creator God. They're actually teaching our young people now diversity. Oh, you've got to have diversity. I tell you right now, I can already tell this thing gone south. I can already tell you that, man, y'all don't like that. But I'm going to tell you something. There's no possible way that I can coexist with anybody else when it comes to my God. Amen. There is only one God. Amen. I've seen them bumper stickers and all that stuff. Let's just coexist. Everybody wanting to get along. Everybody want. I cannot. You say, why, preacher? Because their God is not the same as my God. My God is a supreme God. He's not created by man. No, He Himself is the Creator. Thank God. I hope that's a helping you. I hope it's a helping you. I praise God. I hope it's helping you. Now listen to this. Bible said a word in Psalm chapter number 90, verse number 1. Lord, Thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations before the mountains were brought forth, or ever Thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting. Thou art God. Our God is incomparable to the idols of man. He is incomparable of being compared to idols of man. Hey, there is no comparison. You cannot compare our God to a little old wooden stick figure. There ain't no way. I see in this text, idols are dependent upon man for decoration. In other words, man has to put silver on it. Man has to paint it. Man has to put gold on it. Man has to deck it with jewels to make it look important. Can I tell you before? Before God Almighty laid the mud seals of this world, amen, before the universe was created, can I tell you that He was already decked out, amen? Thank God He's God and there's none like Him, amen? Long before man was created, long before the angels, I tell you, praise God, in the glory world, I tell you, there's a street of gold, amen? Nobody had to deck our God out. He's already decorated, thank God. He's highly decorated. He's supreme above all gods. Thank God. Hallelujah. That'll help you this morning if you get a hold of it. Y'all are worried about, man, all this mess we got. The oils are running out and the tires are gone and, man, the dishwasher's quit. Hey, listen, we ain't home yet, thank God. When we walk down the celestial city of God and we walk into the glory world, you're going to see a God above all gods. You're going to see there's a supreme God. Can you imagine standing before the throne of Almighty God one of these days and in awe of all that God has done? Hey, glory to God. That's helping me, praise God. They're dependent upon man's decoration. I got to go on. Thank God. Psalms 86:10. For Thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Now, let me say this to you. In our text, the Bible said they had to fasten this idol. What did He say? With a hammer and nails. In other words, let me get down here where y'all are at. If it's not secured when the wind blows,
that's right.
And this is what happens, Brother Rodney. It's what they have to go back over there, put it back up again. You see the connection there? Man's always trying to set his God up. As a songwriter said one time, anything you put before God is an idol. Anything that you, anything you love more than God is an idol. Anything you spend your time with is an idol. Amen.
Yes, sir, brother.
Y'all see what I'm saying? Is it wrong to go fishing? Look here, Jesus went fishing. Ain't nothing wrong with fishing. But it is wrong to put it in place of God. When you begin to worship it, you spend all your money on it, that becomes an idol. Now let me ask you a question. Chapter number 10. I want you to look right there. Look at verse number 4 again. They deck it with silver and the gold. They fashioned it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. Y'all see that? They are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. Let me just talk about it for just a second. You know what that's talking about when you fashioned it with nails? It's talking about foundation. That's what it's talking about. It's talking about foundation. These idol gods have no foundation. In fact, they are dependent upon man to give them the foundation. And if man hadn't been there, they would have had no foundation. Can I tell you something? Thank God we're not, our foundation's not built upon what man did. Our foundation, thank God, this morning is built upon solely upon what God did for man. Hallelujah. I tell you this morning, when I think about where I mean, salvation itself, I couldn't provide it. You couldn't provide it. The Bible said that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I tell you, you and I deserve to go to hell. But thanks be to God, our foundation's not based upon what man has done, but by foundation's built upon what God did for man.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's good.
You say, what are you saying, preacher? I'm trying to tell you that you and I would have blown away and went to a place called hell, but thanks be to God, because God sent his only begotten Son.
And, right.
Yes, sir, they fastened him to a tree, but our anchor is in the cross of Calvary. What Christ did for us. The cross wasn't the idol. The nails wasn't the idol. That wasn't our God. No, it was what was on the tree that made the difference. Thank God you'll get that tomorrow. But I'm going to tell you right now, aren't you glad this morning, amen, that the anchor still holds?
Yeah.
Amen, when the wind blows, when the storm arises, aren't you thankful that your salvation will be there, amen, through thick and through thin? You'll be there, friend. You don't have to worry, because it's not founded upon man. No, sir. It's fixed upon him. Notice that next section there. It says, and they speak not. After all of this, after all this work of carving it and setting it up and fastening it down, we finally got it, they're saying. It's not a moving. It's not moving at all. It's fixed there. We got it secure. The wind blows and it's not coming over. However, we come up before that wood with our troubles and with our trials, and we say, I got a problem. I got cancer. You think you can help me? I got a loved one that's gone wayward. Do you think you can help me? And they speak not. Do you know how many people are trying to do it that way? They'll go to every doctor in town, and they'll every doctor in town will give them something else to be addicted to, and then that addiction will lead to something else and something else. I'm not against doctors. Look here. I'm not against doctors. Amen, preacher, right? When I'm sick, I need a physician. But that's what I'm against. I'm against every time we got a problem, we run to the doctor. There's sometimes, man, we just got to run to God. There's some things that only God can fix. A doctor ain't going to help it. Listen, that doctor ain't going to help you when after you've looked into the face of a son or daughter that's passed away and you've got to deal with that grief. That doctor can't help you get past them things. But I want to tell you something, our God can, amen. Our God can. They speak not. How many knows this morning there's been times in your life where all of a sudden, man, I tell you, in the middle of despair, I'm talking about discouragement. Ain't gonna be times you get discouraged, you don't know what to do, and then that still small voice begins to speak to you, and this lets you know he's still there, he's still a helping you, he's still a guiding you, he's still on the throne, amen. And through some divine intervention, God begins to bring some things about. I'm gonna tell you something, that little old G God can't help you with communication, but our God will talk to you, he'll walk with you, he'll help you if you let him.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.